Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, is a trade agreement that is currently being negotiated between the European Union and the United States with the aim to lower trade barriers and boost economic growth. The negotiations have received massive critique for being conducted in secrecy and favoring multinational corporations' interests, compromising European health and environmental regulations. In response to the negotiations, Friends of the Earth Europe is arranging a Trojan Horse Treaty tour around Europe to put light on the hidden agenda of the negotiations. And with me here, I have Fabian Flues from Friends of the Earth Europe, who has coordinated the tour in Europe. And I was wondering, Fabian, if you could tell me how you came up with this idea of the tour and its purpose.
Yeah, so our idea was that these trade talks are very important and could affect many people's lives across Europe, but that at the same time, only few people were aware of what's happening in Brussels and in Washington, where the negotiations are taking place. So we wanted to come up with a way to reach out to more people across Europe and to let them know about the dangers that these trade negotiations pose. So the idea we had was to build a giant inflatable Trojan horse, just about 8 meters high, that can be used by local Friends of the Earth groups across Europe in their towns and cities in front of famous buildings, so they can inform people about what's going on in Brussels and Washington with the trade talks, and also get some media attention in their countries, which is sometimes very low. And so just to make people aware of what's going on and give them critical information about it. And we chose the Trojan horse as a symbol because we feel that these trade talks are being used by, especially by large multinational corporations, to get rid of regulations and of standards and of protection that they've been wanting to get rid of for a long time, and now they're using the trade talks to dismantle these regulations. And that's why we chose the image of the Trojan horse, something that is coming in secret, and then once it's revealed, it's actually a lot worse than what people think it is.
And where has the tour taken place so far?
The official tour started in Denmark, in Copenhagen, then went to Berlin, then to Hungary, where it was not only in Budapest, but in many smaller towns and cities across the country. And then we had a final few stops in other places in Germany. And the reception has been very, very positive. There was a lot of media attention in the countries. We've seen images of the horse being used by large newspapers and media outlets in Europe and even beyond. Even Al Jazeera has used the image. And from what we heard from our national and local groups was that people were very interested to find out what's going on and very worried about the trade talks. So the reactions have been very, very positive.
With me here, I have Robert Fidrich from Friends of the Earth Hungary. And I was wondering if you could tell me about the Trojan tour in Hungary.
Well, in Hungary, we had actions in five various cities and towns. So we started in Győr, close to the Austrian and Slovakian border, at the end of September. And then we had an action in Budapest at the front of the parliament. It was quite successful. We had lots of radio and television and news coverage, so it was really successful. So we managed to spread information and raise awareness about the EU-US trade agreement, this so-called Trojan Treaty, and we also started to collect signatures against this trade agreement.
How has the people's reaction been to the events in Hungary?
So most of the people were really surprised because they have never heard about this trade agreement. So it was not an issue in the Hungarian press until now, or there was only very few articles about it. People said that they do not want the American transnational companies given so much power and threaten the GMO-free status of Hungary, for example. We had the possibility to explain them what is trade agreement about and what are the possible dangers. And then most of the people came to us and signed our petition. And we also managed to have some members of the Hungarian parliament to come to us at the action held in Budapest, and they, some of them signed our petition already and promised to keep an eye on the issue and provide some help to try to stop this treaty. But the main question is whether the Hungarian government really fights against these threats, or they just quietly say sometimes to the European Commission that they do not support, but they are not really objective.
What do you believe is the general perception of these negotiations in Hungary?
In general, we think that these secret negotiations are unacceptable, and especially since we see that this EU-US trade agreement would actually destroy almost everything we achieved in terms of nature protection, environmental protection, food safety in the past decades. So it really threatens all these achievements and prevents any further improvements of environmental protection on one hand, and on the other hand, this treaty would give unacceptable power to multinational companies through the investor to state dispute settlement. So this is why we are against it, and we especially do not want us force feed by GM crops, which would be one of the consequences of this Trojan Treaty. Another threat for us that this investor to state dispute settlement would provide an opportunity to gold mine companies to force the Romanian government to give a green light to an open pit gold mine, which would use cyanide leaching technology and destroy a beautiful village in Roșia, Montana, Transylvania. Since the huge cyanide spill in 2000 happened in Baia Mare, the Hungarian public is very sensitive to any gold mine and cyanide issues. So this is why we think that this EU-US trade agreement would pose a huge threat on us.
But you would anyway say that your campaign has been successful.
Yes, definitely, because we managed to put this issue into the agenda. But of course, we need to continue to campaign on these issues.
And now back to Fabian, coordinator of the Trojan Treaty Tour. So you would say that the campaign all in all has been successful?
Yeah, it has definitely been successful. And we are planning to have a second tour of the horse in spring and summer next year, because now when it's getting cold and dark, it's not as easy to set up the horse outside. But we want to continue with the tour through other European countries, smaller ones like Latvia, Lithuania, but also bigger ones like the United Kingdom from spring next year on, and we hope that we'll get a lot more attention to the issue through the horse. So for anyone who's curious to see the horse, there are a lot of images online, so you can go to our website foeeurope.org. if you look for information on the trade agreement, you'll find lots of images of the horse.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo-Wai.